in the garden and it's supposed to give warts if it gets on your hand. Another kind.
That's a toad frog.
Yes, that's true. Things that you dig up to go fishing with.
Baits.
Any other name for them? Well, that's what it is, isn't it? The bait. I want to go fishing. You said, but you told me that you didn't care too much about fishing, did you?
I didn't, but I do know about it.
Oh, yes. I see. What kind of worm is there? Name for the bigger, livelier ones, those long, big ones. Is there a name for that kind with which you go fishing?
Let's see, peepsish. Pennywankers.
Oh, yes, I see. I see. The hard shell thing that pulls in its neck and legs into its shell when you touch it. Four legs and a head, and he pulls it in when you touch it. Hard shell.
Well, let me see. I know what he is, but I just can't think right now. That's terrapin.
Terrapin, and the bigger ones are sometimes called. People used to cook them and make soup and all of that with them.
Turtle.
That's right. That is. Now, a kind of thing that you find in freshwater streams. It's got claws, and when you turn over a rock, it often swims away backwards. You find in streams, they say that they used to be in springs. You know, it has claws, that kind of thing. You have no idea what that is? Those small fantail sea animals with a thin, almost transparent shell that you get at the fish market, and you can make a salad from them, you know. It's a kind of seafood, and they're small. When you cook them, they turn pink, like. Can you think of that, what that might be?
Shrimp.
They turn pink when you cook them, and you take the shells off of them and make salads out of them and things like that. You know what it is? Oh, yeah, well, maybe you...
I just can't think of it right now, but I know what it is.
Mm-hmm.